Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening. Carrabba's. Whoa, whoa. Carrabba's. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's drive right over there.
And this segment is entitled Cruisin' to Carrabba's.
That's why I had to sing it. We couldn't find the song to match it.
So the closest thing we found was Volare and Carrabba's. Yeah, I know it's a stretch, but, you know.
And I just had a cigar, so my voice is a little lower. What can I say?
And not much, dear. Nancy and I seem to be slaves to our food cravings lately.
We have been.
First, it was Chinese food. And now Nancy has an insatiable desire for lasagna, or lasagna. She remembered that one of the stops on a Del Webb senior safari was Carrabba's Italian Grill.
I did. I went there a few times.
The one she went to is now closed, so the next closest one we found was in Woodridge, which is no small hop, skip, and a jump away. But
well, I got to drive.
That's true. Off we went in a mini-mobile, Nancy salivating at the thought of having her craving satisfied.
Because if I remembered correctly, I really loved that lasagna.
That's what you said, yes. Correct.
We were surprised to discover that this restaurant was close to one of our old favorite haunts. Being the foodies that we are, we frequently went to the Hollywood Boulevard cinemas to have dinner while seeing a movie. They were one of the very first venues to offer food, drinks, movies at an affordable price. So, this brought back memories of all the movies and dinners we had there.
I really liked that show because you could see a movie, you know, and it was get somebody asking if you want food and bring you food.
And it was reasonable. It's not like some of these places that charge you an arm and a leg for dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
You can get a pizza, you can get a burger, you can get whatever you want.
Exactly. When you walk into Carrabba's, the focal point of the restaurant are the chefs behind a glass partition. You can watch them prepare pizza, pasta, and everything in between while you are dining.
Yeah, and while waiting for our drink order, the waiter brought us a basket of warm, crusty Italian bread and seasoned olive oil for dipping. The seasoned olive oil was so good, we had to restrain ourselves so that we could have, you know, dinner and eat all of our meals.
Otherwise, you would have eaten an entire basket of bread. Then when the food came, I was like, nah, I'm not hungry.
I know, and I have a habit of that because I love bread. If it's good French bread, Italian bread, you know, good buns or something, then I can pick out on that.
And when you usually walk into a restaurant, you're hungry, so you sit this bread and then you fill up on that.
I know.
That was good.
It was, and you got to fill up a little bit before you order or else you'll order everything off of the menu.
Oh, that's like when you go shopping when you're hungry. Never go shopping, food shopping when you're hungry.
Mm-mm.
No, never do that.
Because I come home with twice as much as I had on my list.
I know, I like that because you got a lot of goodies.
Yeah, I do bring you goodies.
Who bought the 4 bags of Funyuns? I was hungry. We started off with a small plate of bruschetta siciliani. Hey, how you doing? For $5.95. This was 4 pieces of oven-baked bread served with diced tomatoes, fresh basil, oregano, red onions, and calamala.
What did you want to say, dear? Get those dentures up.
Kalamata. Sounds like a Japanese olive. Kalamata. Olives. Something wrong with us. All marinated in olive oil and red wine vinegar, then topped with ricotta salata.
Ricotta?
It's the sliced cheese, okay? Shaved cheese.
Ricotta? You said ricotta.
Either that or ricotta, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
You could have either one.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to have one of these kind of days?
I think so. This was deconstructed so you could put as much or as little as you like on your bread. In our opinion, there was too much vinegar and no sign of garlic, which I'm sorry. Bruschetta, that's worth his salt, has got a ton of garlic on it.
I don't eat tomatoes unless there's garlic, so I'll only eat bruschetta because there's garlic.
That's the only reason why you eat it, because it's got garlic on it.
Yeah, so you had all the bruschetta, because once I tasted it, I'm like, not for me.
But, you know, for a small plate for $5.95, what do you want? It was reasonably priced.
Yeah, but it didn't have any garlic on it.
No, that's true.
Most bruschettas have tons and tons and tons of garlic. That's why I eat it.
Okay. Without hesitation, Nancy ordered the lasagna for $17.95. This was pasta layered with pomodoro sauce. You know, I found out that pomodoro is Italian for tomato.
Really? But, tomato or pomodoro? I mean, it's easier to say tomato.
Yeah, but it sounds more elegant if they say pomodoro.
Oh, okay.
If they would have said tomato sauce, like, no big deal, but okay. Pomodoro sauce.
Okay.
So this one had pomodoro sauce, meat sauce, ricotta, romano, and mozzarella cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of sauces, boy. All entrees came with either soup or salad, and Nancy remembered how much she loved their soup. So her choice was Mamma Mandola's Sicilian chicken soup.
Yeah.
Speaking Italian.
Oh, you're doing a good job.
This, as the menu stated, was spicy chicken soup that has soothed the Carrabba family for generations.
It soothes me.
It did. Well, good. The lasagna, which once was her favorite, now proves the saying, you can never go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
The soup, however, was still as good as she remembered.
Mm-hmm. It was yummy.
Because it's been in Mama Mandola's Sicilian family for generations.
Exactly. She didn't screw it up.
Nope.
Jim was undecided today, and he went back and forth between several entrees. Finally, once again, the voices in his head told him to try the Polo Rosa Maria for $20.49.
You know, those voices in my head are my friends now.
I know they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you have names for your friends?
No.
Oh, good. That's good.
That would be silly.
That would be sick. This was two wood-fired grilled chicken breasts stuffed with fontina cheese and prosciutto, then topped with fungi, and basil lemon butter sauce. He had a choice of sides, too, and he ordered the penne pomodoro pasta.
Oh, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? You had penne with tomato sauce.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But doesn't it sound better when you say penne pomodoro pasta?
Exactly. The wood-grilled chicken was really awesome, he said, and he normally doesn't like lemon with his chicken. Really, he doesn't. No. But this recipe worked for him. He also had the minestrone soup with his entree. This was chicken-based with lots of veggies and
Veggies and tomatoes?
I think my dentures are falling down, too.
I would have
get more of that. Didn't you cream on there?
I covered for you with the tomatoes.
I know. Well, it had lots of veggies and potatoes, even cabbage.
That seemed weird to me.
Well, you've had that before.
Yeah, we went to a German restaurant, and one of the soups was minestrone. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. This is a German restaurant, and they're making minestrone soup. And so when I got it, I saw the cabbage and everything. I'm thinking, well, this is like a German take on minestrone soup, but I guess not. I guess I was wrong because they put cabbage in it.
Exactly. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe that was Mama Mandola's Sicilian recipe for her minestrone soup. You never know.
Maybe she was half German.
Could be. For dessert, guess what?
What?
Mm-hmm. We had to try the tiramisu as usual for $9.49. $9.49. Just in case you didn't hear me right. Seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
This was a small portion for the price. It was heavy on the mascarpone and light on the ladyfingers. Disappointment struck again.
Yeah, you know, you would think, I mean, come on.
It's tiramisu. You know, make it right. Don't charge that much. That was highway robbery.
It was.
But that's just my opinion.
All right. This restaurant is, however, handicap accessible. And the price to satisfy Nancy's craving was $62.76 with no doggy bag included.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yes, it was.
We were terribly disappointed in the portion sizes and equally surprised with the prices. Truly, you can never go back.
No, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's better just to leave the memory as it was.
Yeah, you know? But you know, when I had a taste for lasagna, I thought of that place and I'm thinking, oh, take me there. I really would like it again. And
oh, well.
So what's your take on this place, my love?
I am so glad you asked. Two things.
Okay.
One, there was no Parmesan cheese on the table.
Yeah.
I know.
They give you oil for dipping and they don't give you any Parmesan cheese.
What Italian restaurant does not put Parmesan cheese on the table?
I know.
I mean, we have some Italian friends. I mean, she puts Parmesan cheese on everything.
Chicken soup. Oh, no, clam chowder. Wanted to put it in her clam chowder.
I know. Oh, well, that was my first point. That was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I'm still wondering where the prosciutto was in my chicken.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a chicken Kiev, kind of like with prosciutto in the middle, and it was like a little crumb of prosciutto in there at best.
Yeah, yeah. You said you couldn't even find it. You said, you know.
Yeah.
You're being nice.
I am.
Nice. Okay.
What was your take, Toots?
Well, I'm not going to be so nice.
Okay.
My lasagna appetizer was a disappointment.
Ooh.
And came to the table piping warm.
Ooh.
Well, when it's small and not hot, they're going to be told.
That's true. Well, why don't you give me the particulars?
Carrabba's Italian Grill, 1001 75th Street in Woodridge, 60517. The phone number is 630-427-0900. The website is www.carrabbas.com. The directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to 53 South to 355 South to the 75th Street exit east to restaurant. Travel time, estimated 50 minutes.
Yeah, it was kind of long. But not long.
50 minutes isn't that bad if you're going for a really good meal.
That's true.
But what we had, yeah, 50 minutes was very long.
It was disappointing.
Yes. Yeah. For those of you who just tuned in.
Oh, the boat of them that just tuned in?
Oh, we got more than two people.
Think so?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
We've gotten enough letters to make it at least six.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, okay.
This is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
I don't want to hear any crickets.
No crickets.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Ooh.
Well, I will tell you who it's from.
We got a letter.
We got a letter from Bill. Bill wrote us and told us about the Colony House restaurant in Trevor, Wisconsin. It's only about a 45-minute drive to Trevor, Wisconsin from Huntley, but if our listeners here, you went to Wisconsin, they're going to send us letters like you wouldn't believe. Because the minute you say Wisconsin, they think it's way too far. And it's a shame because there's a lot of good restaurants that are close, but everybody just goes towards the city. They don't want to go out further west. I mean, you go to Rockford, there's some good places.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Janesville.
Well, we're going to do Rockford.
We think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we're going to get the letters and... But then we can make fun of them on the air. So
exactly. Because,
please, yeah.
You know, we went 15 minutes for this.
I know. But the minute you say Wisconsin, they go, oh, it's too far.
Well, that's their problem. If it's close by, they shouldn't complain if it's in Illinois. So.
Exactly.
We'll go to Illinois ones.
Uh-huh.
Even if it is Rockford going another way, it doesn't matter.
Right, Nancy?
Go ahead. I'll tell you what I think.
Our email address, as always, is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
We
yes, there's nothing like family. Okay, recently we had our son and his wife and our three grandkids. They came out from Florida and they stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
And let me preface this by saying I love them to death. I love them all to death. But certain things that they do is not exactly what we would do
with our kids.
And any grandparent is knowing what we're talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so we would just like to tell you some of the little quirks.
The little food idiosyncrasies.
That's a good way to put it, yeah, of our grandchildren. And here again, we love them, but you'll understand. It's good-natured fun.
Yes.
Except for
it's
son.
True, but it's good-natured.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, you want to start off?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll just zing off one.
All right.
Like my grandson, who will only eat Dino chicken nuggets. Now, did you ever see a chicken in the shape of a dinosaur?
Nope.
It's garbage.
I mean, seriously, that is all he eats for
lunch and dinner
is chicken dino nuggets.
I had to go and get a big bag, and every time I would sit there, if we didn't go out and I would barbecue or something, I would sit there and have to put the chicken nuggets in. Mm-hmm. I'd have to make something else for the one girl, something else for the other twin girl. It's like, and then I'm trying to cook for all four of us adults on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
It was driving me totally insane that week.
Yep, yep, yep.
It was like, I can't take it. How can this kid survive on chicken nuggets? He's skinny as a rail. My daughter-in-law doesn't make him eat veggies. My daughter-in-law and my son, both of them, don't let him, you know, he doesn't eat fruit. He tried and loved blueberries when he was little,
yeah,
and he won't even touch a blueberry now. No fruit, no vegetable, chicken nuggets, and he dips it in ketchup.
You know, back in my day, you know, your parents would put stuff on the table and say, if you eat at 5, you don't eat, you go hungry.
Or, there's starving children in China.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of starving children in China.
Yeah, you have to eat your food because we're not wasting a bit of it.
Exactly.
We couldn't walk away from the table without finishing our plates.
You know, I mean, we had some things we didn't like, but we still ate them.
Liver,
you know,
and onions.
Well, that's not even good.
I spit it in my napkin, and I threw it in my pocket of my blue jeans, and my brother and I made mysterious trips to the bathroom during dinner. Why we had to go so much, my mother never understood during liver and onions, because we were dumping it down the toilet.
You know what? We need a dog, though.
Yeah.
Because then they could give it to the dog.
Exactly.
And you mistakenly bought sugar-free Jell-O.
I bought the Jell-O that has that creaminess that comes with it, you know, broken up Jell-O, and it's got the creaminess. And I didn't know that they made sugar-free Jell-O like that. I just grabbed a couple big boxes of it and came home.
That didn't go over well.
They tasted, we didn't say anything. My son said, oh, I did that once too, and I had to take it back. But
they,
he didn't open
that.
It. They did not like it. They took it in their mouths and go, ooh, what's this flavor? What does this taste like? You're 3 years old, girls. Eat it.
Yeah.
How do you know sugar-free from regular?
The next one is one that I really don't understand. We went to one of these old-timey candy stores.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're old, you remember these little marshmallow ice cream cones. They had the little cone on the bottom, which was, I guess, a standard ice cream type cone type of thing. And instead of ice cream, they had marshmallow on top.
Yeah.
And ever since I've ever been eating those, they were always stale.
Always.
They never were fresh. I mean, the marshmallow on top was like
hard.
Rubber. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were always stale. But they were good. It was candy.
It was candy.
It's a candy ice cream.
I mean, if somebody's going to give me candy and I'm a little kid, I'm eating it.
It's cool. Wrong.
My son just had to take one taste of it and say, oh, it's stale. And the kids all looked and said, oh, we don't like it.
Yeah.
Again, that's all I heard was...
Yeah.
I wanted to go and just smack them.
So I ate them.
So Grandpa sat there, give them to me. 85 cents a piece I paid for them. I'm not going to throw them in the garbage. I'm sorry. How about Jacob? Mm-hmm. We thought we were doing really good when FAO Sweets was in business downtown in Water Tower Place years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We bought candy boogers.
You know, it's a weird, it's like a little
gummy. It's gummy, the gummy candies.
Gummy something or other, yeah. And it was, this is Grandpa's idea. It was Grandpa's fault. It was candy boogers. So it was on the box. So I gave it to him, and he wouldn't eat them.
He would not eat them.
And then I really grossed him out by opening up, taking one out, and eating it.
It's just green gummies.
I know, but that's what grandparents do. You get the kid messed up. That's what they're supposed to do.
I mean, we thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Not him.
No.
He was running around the house screaming like the kid from Home Alone.
Yeah, go
figure.
It was
like, really? It's candy. It's not what you thought it was.
It's not real boogers. It's candy boogers.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is really a good one. Now, getting back to our grandson, only Dino chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
It's only the Dino chicken nuggets. We went to...
Let me start this off. How's this?
Okay.
I talked to my grandson, and I says, okay, do you guys want to play at Chuck E. Cheese? And then your mother does not like Chuck E. Cheese to eat the pizza. So would you like to go then? We're going to go to Portillo's because your parents want to go there. They don't have one in Florida by them, and they want their Portillo's fix. Mm-hmm. But you got to eat their chicken tenders. My grandson looked at me and says, I'll eat them, Grandma, I promise. I says, you got to make sure. You're promising me now. I promise you something, and I go through with it. I'm taking you to Chuck E. Cheese first. We're playing, and then we're going to Portillo's. Oh, I'll eat them. Soon as we got done with Chuck E. Cheese, we got to Portillo's, and then my daughter-in-law had to sit there and ask him, are you going to eat the chicken tenders? No, I don't want them. She was saying, okay. Her mouth was starting to say, oh, and I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
He promised Grandma he would eat them. I said, I did not go back on my word. We took them, and they bled me dry over there with tokens at Chuck E. Cheese. He's eating them. Even if I have to carve out dinosaurs out of those tenders, he's eating them. And he did. He shared them with his sisters.
Well, that's happened before where they're not, even like McDonald's. No, it has to be the Dino Nuggets. You can't.
I know. Unbelievable. This is chicken tenders. This is better than that garbage that they grind up with whatever else is in it.
But they're not Dino Nuggets. Oh, how about the Cheetos?
Oh, they just made a mess in my house. They let these kids just eat the Cheetos. And their hands are so orange, and they're all wet because they, with their fingers. And then they're going and trying to open up my slider door in my patio. I got Cheetos all over the handle. They're using their other hand to help push the door. Mm-hmm. So my windows are full of Cheetos on both sides. Because both of the girls, one was outside, one was inside. And they're both trying to open and close the doors. And I'm like, oh, my God. My kitchen chairs and my table. Oh, my God. I had to wash down everything.
But they had to be, they couldn't be the crunchy Cheetos.
No, they had to be the puffed.
Puffed Cheetos.
I brought both of them because I didn't know which ones they really loved.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even touch the crunchy ones. They're the same thing. They're Cheetos.
So then comes a big question. What is our grandson going to do for school lunches? We're still wondering about that. You know, but we can't take Dino Nuggets every day.
I mentioned it to my daughter-in-law. I says, Emily, what is he going to eat for lunch if he's got to take a lunch? He's starting first grade this year, and he's got to bring his lunch. I never thought about that. I says, you better start thinking. She said, I'll just worry about that when it comes. I'm like, are you kidding me? He won't eat it. And here's my grandson. I'll eat jelly sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all sweets. That's all he wants is candy, cookies, and sweets.
But, you know, all in all, I think we really had a good time. We bonded with our grandchildren. And it was great fun for all involved. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
the country.